Olaudah Equiano was kidnapped for slavery when he was only 11 years old. After that, he was passed between slave traders before he was bought by Michael Pascal. He worked on his ship and traveled on the oceans with him. After working with Pascal, Equiano was sold to Captain James Doran, who transported him to Montserrat and sold him again to Robert King. With King, he worked as a deckhand and as a personal slave. When Equiano was about 20 years old, King promised him that he could buy his freedom for £40. Equiano worked hard to make his own money when he had the chance to. He did this by trading on the side. A few years later, he had finally earned enough money to buy his freedom. King encouraged Equiano to stay on the ship and work as a business partner with him, but Equiano found it too dangerous to be working as a freedman in the British colonies, as he was almost kidnapped back into slavery while loading a ship in Georgia. After obtaining this freedom, Equiano has published a book written about his experiences as a slave. This book, The Interesting Narrative of the Life of Olaudah Equiano, or Gustavus Vassa, the African, was one of the first influential slave autobiographies. Also, Equiano's release from slavery allowed him to be involved in the abolitionist movement. For example, he was involved in the campaign Sons of Africa, and together they speak for the slaves who do not have the freedom to speak their mind. Olaudah Equiano's release from slavery has impacted on his life, making him a prominent figure in the abolition of slavery. It has also impacted on other slaves, giving them hope that one day they could be free. But most importantly, Equiano's release from slavery has allowed him to raise awareness for people who are treated unfairly. This has made an impact in the way humans treat each other in the present day.